they call this building where the people live next to you. It's not, you don't call it a barn, you call it a, or a tool shed or something.
House.
You might say that on the street there are, I don't know, 50 of these buildings you call
houses.
I used to have a Canadian roommate who talked about a house. A house. He lived in a house. But he always said houses. Now, behind the farmhouse, there's a big red
barn.
And what did they use the barn for? Did they put anything special in the barn?
Hay.
Stored, used it for storage mostly then?
Storage.
Not for animals.
For animals, too. They use the top for storage and the bottom for animals.
What do you call the top of the barn then?
The loft.
And what about the building that you keep the corn in?
Crib.
Would you ever put anything in front of it? I'm going to put this stuff in the crib. Would you call it a crib usually, or would you put corn in front of it?
Corn crib, yeah.
And the building you keep grain in, you call the
granary.
And let's see, you said the loft would be the upper part, and you'd store hay in the loft. You wouldn't call that the mow, though.
Well, the term is used, hay mow.
That's the first place you'd put the hay, I suppose, when you put it. Now, if you ran out of room, you'd put some outside the barn?
Yeah.
What would you call that? The
stack it up. Haystack.
See, the building you kept the grain in again was the one, the
granary.
And I put hay in the loft, and you put it outside. Do they ever rake it up out in the field in piles of any kind? What do they call that? The hay. That's all the work here.
Well, I don't know whether they call them hay mounds or, I believe that's what you would call it, a hay mound.
Mm-hmm. That'd be out in the field.
Mm.
You wouldn't call it a haycock or a hay tumble or a hay pile or hay heap, probably mound.
Well, they could call them haycocks, I guess.
And the building you keep the cows in would be the
cow barn.
And the building you keep the hogs in, or the place that you keep the hogs, it might be a building plus an area around it, you call it.
Big pen.
And the kind of farm in which they would be more interested in getting milk than anything else, you'd call what kind of a farm?
Dairy farm.
And the place around the barn where they feed the stock, would you call that a
feed lot?
That wouldn't have any grass in it, probably. The grass would be all trampled. What about outside the feedlot then, where there might be some grass, you might park some machinery out there.